Spotify is integrating into Facebook. Say what? Yeah, that's right. They announced it last week, and we are on top of this because we all need to know how this is going to play out. I mean, Facebook, I don't know about Facebook. I feel like I only use Facebook to connect with other Facebookers, but I'm still on every social media platform, and they all have different people. So I don't know. Let's talk about what the announcement is, shall we? This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio with your morning coffee. Good morning to you. Last week, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealed his platform's fast approaching integration with Spotify. It's something that they've been looking to do, and I think it might be a good thing, because if you've ever tried to post something with an outside link on Spotify, you clearly see they don't love it. They really do penalize you for it, and even if you pay to play on that page, you still will get charged more money than if you just hosted something on Facebook. And aside from that, maybe if they are doing something with Spotify, musicians will be able to readily share their music more often to Facebook and their own platforms and actually reach their people. But, you know, again, anything that takes people from Facebook onto another app is certainly going to get less engagement. One, because if you ask them to go somewhere, they're least likely to come back and make a comment, which kills the post altogether. So you kind of have to be more crafty when it comes to those kind of things. But that's really not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about the integration. When asked about what Facebook is working on with Spotify when it comes to podcasts, the White Plains, New York native Zuckerberg emphasized that the on-platform integration will prioritize the streaming giant's music and opposed to podcasts and other entertainment. So they haven't really talked about whether podcasters can share their podcast to the platform and get equal engagement, or if the music shared to the platform is going to even get more engagement. I don't know how that's going to work yet. We're going to have to wait and see. But I certainly will check back with you and let you know if we see a lot of people able to see those posts, even with the link off the platform. So right now, does Facebook actually hide posts with links? I know you're asking this after what I just said, and yes, it does. Facebook, their practice is to de-emphasize the links, and that's what they've always said and always really done. They prefer their own native content, and it's been no secret, especially with video, because they kind of have this competition thing going with YouTube. It's like they just don't want YouTube to capture their audience. They want people watching the videos that are on Facebook. And that also has to do with selling ads, because they can run ads if you don't leave the platform. And they can also charge creators for ads to put their videos in front of more people if you don't push people to YouTube, which pays you a percentage there. So it's one of those things where one versus the other, and it's a business, right? Totally disappears from the followers feed though when you post a link. And that's like, I mean, some people will see it, but not everybody. Only the people that regularly engage with your posts are going to see those. So if you're putting stuff on your Facebook page irregularly, like not often enough, and it's not a variety of content, then it really is going to help you to do that and make sure that most of those posts don't have links off the site in order to get a linked post to even be seen. If you're only putting linked posts on the site, you're only going to be seen by a very small fraction, like 1% of your audience. So it's really important that you do it. I'm really hoping that this new announcement at least makes the Spotify links more seeable, more visible, so that they don't hide them from a large majority, like 99% of your audience. It would be nice if even they would give us 25%. That would still be a huge, huge improvement. All right, so that's the announcement for today. Hope to see you guys again soon. Thanks for listening. Let us know what your experience is and if you're even on Facebook anymore, which I know a lot of people are not, but I still am. I'm still on Facebook, actually in groups mostly, but I don't know. Still fun. Still good to connect. I meet a lot of people there. And I don't know. I'm on Twitter and Instagram too, if you want to come look me up at Jacqueline Jacks. Otherwise, AVA Live Radio is on all platforms. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please share it with a friend. Tag us up when you do so we can say hi to you. Bye, guys.